It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Kobe, now, or Corby.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
All right, it is 6:36 here on the ticket.
It says Room, but I don't think there's a guy on the team named Room. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Room.
Yeah, Romo.
The wheels are off.
What is this? Solha boy?
Soldier.
Soldier boy.
Solha. Solha boy.
You're down.
You're probably one of the most popular acts around right now.
You are the most unhip human
you knew
being.
That.
No, he didn't.
He didn't know.
No, he did not. No.
You know, this team's just not that good.
You know, most of the time when you read anything that guy writes at all, you've wasted time.
Most of the time?
Yeah. What's most?
I said most.
No, you didn't. You said most, and we'll hear it tomorrow.
Most of the time.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Oh, Mike gets a lot of support on that hard line. Will he be up for another e-break this week? Let's find out. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on it. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Weather Channel. She is known as Weather Channel Chick, who is trying to break down the weather for the 49ers preseason game.
Beginning of the day. Maybe they can postpone this to the end of the day.
Yeah, it looks a little better there. Well, coming up next, here's a look at the game in San Francisco. Denver versus the 49ers. The Broncos.
Good game for football there. Sunshine, 65 degrees.
We're going to win. Yeah, everybody's going to win with that weather. All right, up next on the Weather Channel, it's a brand
new... She didn't even say what city it was in, but she just said we're all going to win. Which I'll try to get her tape at Fox 4 and...
We could find a place for her, I'm sure.
Combo her with Dan Henry.
Wonder if she got some Dombecks on her.
Nobody has Dombecks on her.
Boy, have you ever seen Mike Ducey salivate so much?
No. I'm not. At a rival station,
too. Who are you referring to? I'm not even sure you're talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all you've been talking about this last couple of days. Now, is Sammy Dombeck.
TV and you're all, man, look at those moose knockers. Oh, gosh.
All right, one more time just so we can hear San Francisco.
Beginning of the day. Maybe they can postpone this to the end of the day.
Yeah, it looks a little better there. Well, coming up next, here's a look at the game in San Francisco. Denver versus the 49ers. The Broncos.
Good game for football there. Sunshine, 65 degrees.
We're going to win. Yeah, everybody's going to win with that weather. All right, up next on the Weather Channel.
Nobody's going to win.
San Francisco.
Look at Tammy. Look at that, guys.
Oh, wait, we're picking
up. Go ahead, Tammy.
Mike's head.
Go ahead, why don't you take him out and pinwheel him around a little bit for old Mike.
Jugs.
All right, Weather Channel check. Candidate number one. Candidate number two, Mike Reiner again. This is when he forgets where they are on the hard line and what they're about to do.
We know who will honor Robin Williams at the Emmys, Michael.
All right. But first, let's see. What were we doing here?
David Moore.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm sorry. Lost my way there. It's time for... The Ranch Report with David Moore, of course, of the Dallas Morning News. There it is. I need it, man. Why do you guys laugh?
No. Poor Ryan. Maybe we should stop nominating Ryan's. He's just having a tough time right now, remembering exactly what time it is and what they're about to do on the show.
And Corby sounds kind of concerned and annoyed at the same time. Just
yet cackles every time it happens.
It's David Moore.
Yeah, they. I think that from what I heard, they did some of the field stroke test to Mike right after that.
Stick out your tongue.
Watch their finger. They looked for a drawn face.
No, I see it fine. It's going from right. I still see it. Yeah. No, I'm good. All right, there's Ryan's up for an e-break. Candidate number three. I always have a tough time with this pronunciation.
George Dunham.
Joyce Dunham.
Joyce Dunham.
Sometimes you need to look at your copy. I thought I knew AT&T's 800 number and did not.
even better, not only in the state, but nationwide.
You can stay connected 99% of the time right now with AT&T. We've seen that as AT&T customers now for a long time, and you can too. It's a great time to make the switch. Drop by an AT&T store, call 1-877-MOBILITY, or get online at...
Only AT&T, 877-ONLY-ATT, right? They got
a
new number.
Oh, yeah, they do have a new number.
Or 866-MOBILITY.
Or that one, too.
Yeah. Or att.com/network, or go into any AT&T store and ask about their great deal on the rugged...
So they did have an 877-ONLY-ATT number at one point.
Did you have any copy in front of you at the time during that spot?
I am not at liberty to say.
He was panic shuffling.
No comment until I talked to my lawyer.
It was basically
about that.
Norm's Choose Energy spot, which I think we may be hearing pretty soon.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so those are your three candidates, Weather Chick, Rhines, or Joyce Durnham, at 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hello?
Yes, I want to vote for Giorgio's explosive butt bomb.
That is not a candidate, sir, but thank you for calling in. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
And this ticker on sports AM stuff. Ticket on Logan. All right, cool. See ya.
Okay.
All right, a Logan Gourley impersonation.
English isn't his first language. Give him a break. Yeah, give
Hi.
Me a break.
You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Let's see. What am I doing here?
That's a Rhines vote. Thank you. Hello. You're on America's favorite radio station.
Yeah. Does David Moore get extra appearance fee money during Shark Week?
I don't know what you mean by that, sir. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'm going to vote for...
this mic vote.
Man, I can't believe I've got that.
Thank you, sir. Hi, you're
how
on the...
do you vote? Huh? No, you just said the wrong number. You didn't pause like that, did you?
What do you mean? Hey. Oh. Was that a vote?
I don't know whether that was a vote for you or Rhines.
Oh. Undervote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys. I didn't want to waste valuable studio time, so I'm calling in with a special vote.
Okay.
I'd like to place one half undervote for George's whole team.
Wow. Stop wasting our time with that.
Wow.
Hello. You are on Ticket Radio.
Hello, yeah. Shout out to Matt Downey at Shady Oak and Thank Young, Rodney DeYoung.
Okay. Hello. You're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Yep. Just call him to vote.
What's that?
Call him to vote.
Okay. Vote.
I'd like to vote for Norm's little patch of very soft fur.
Not a candidate, sir. Not a candidate.
Yeah, what is he referencing? Oh, that was Norm's taint goatee.
No, that was that Norm drop that used to play all the time. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
My sister Stinky. Oh, no.
You need to talk to your sister's doctor about that.
Well, we'll count that as a Rhines vote, though. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Hi, this is your friend Sandra, George.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, this is the lesbian that you know.
Yeah, okay.
The one lesbian that you know.
Yes, who would you like to vote for, Sandra?
I'd like to vote for number two.
Huh.
That's Rhines.
Between the two bathroom things?
That's Rhines. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Good morning, Dallas. And you, Winnie Bola. And you, Winnie Bola. And you, Winnie Bola. You, Winnie Bola.
She's giving away Ebola on a morning show.
All right, that's a Weather Chick vote. Hi,
happy, Ebola.
Stop. Hi,
happy.
You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Is this Ticket FM?
Yep.
How did you pick that cut, George? Because you're basically a broadcaster.
Don't call her that. She is a news person.
I think he was calling me a broadcast e-break. You're funny, dude.
Oh.
But I'm here and you're not. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, Newman.
Hey.
Reiner.
Who?
Hello, Newman. I'm voting for Reiner.
Who are you?
Strange cat commercial guy.
Strange cat commercial guy.
All right, well, you've given us a winner. Thank you very much. Mike Reiner has won yet again.
We know who will honor Robin Williams at the Emmys, Michael.
All right. But first, let's see, what were we doing here?
David Moore.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
We got to make that a drop.
Lost my way there.
All right.
It's time for...
Go back and play the beginning of Ryan saying this.
The Emmys, Michael.
All right. But first, let's see, what were we doing here?
Right there. Well, that is a drop.
Yeah, that's a great drop.
Sorry.
All right. That is the E-Break. How many is that for Ryan's?
49 all time. He's 48 ahead of John McKay and Sean Rabb.
All right.